This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan together with Dashan Johan. So Dashan, what's our story for today?
So studies show that on top of affecting people above a certain age or with underlying health conditions, COVID-19 also seems to be striking men harder than women. Mm. So we discuss the findings of these studies as well as interview an epidemiologist on why this virus appears to be sexist.
Well, if you have thoughts or questions that you'd like to share with us, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
So, as of this afternoon, there are already close to 5 million confirmed COVID-19 cases worldwide. More than 320,000 people have died because of the coronavirus. And these are just the cases that have been detected and reported. Mm. Many experts say that the true figure could be much, much higher. Yet, there is still a lot more about the virus that we do not know about, a lot more that scientists and researchers are discovering every day.
That's right. So for the longest time, we were told that the COVID-19 is more deadly towards people who are above a certain age or people that have underlying health conditions. And this didn't really come as a huge surprise because plenty of diseases tend to affect the elderly or the less healthy more than they do everyone else. However, a number of studies have found that the novel coronavirus does seem to be hitting men harder than it does women.
Right. So a new study published on Frontiers in Public Health states that men and women were equally likely to contract COVID-19. But men are significantly more likely to suffer severe effects of the disease, including death. So the researchers extracted data from many aspects, right? So the first one is a case series of COVID-19 patients hospitalized in Wuhan. And then the second, a public data set from the first 37 patients who died of the virus and 1,019 survivors in China. And also they also used data from 524 SARS patients. And basically what they did was compare and contrast both these diseases, right? So the study found that in one large subset of COVID-19 patients, more than 70% of those who died were men. And similar patterns were discovered when they examined data from the 2003 SARS outbreak.
So it isn't just that one study, though. According to Healthline, the World Health Organization previously reported that 63% of COVID-19 related deaths in Europe have been among men. And as per the Higher Health Institute of Rome in Italy, 8% of male COVID-19 patients died compared to 5% of female patients. And in early April, the New York City Health Department reported that male COVID-19 patients in New York have been dying of the virus almost twice the rate of women. And speaking of New York, an April 22nd paper that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, or JAMA, found that out of 5,700 patients hospitalized for COVID-19 in the New York City area, 60% were men.
Right. But here's one thing we have to keep in mind is that a lot more studies need to be done before we can draw a hard conclusion, right? For example, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, in the United States isn't even reporting COVID-19 deaths by gender just yet. And according to data from the Public Health Agency of Canada, here's quite something quite interesting. Patterns in Canada do not reflect the global data, as there are not only more confirmed cases of women, but more deaths among women as well.
So that said, many experts do seem to think that the global trend of men getting hit harder by COVID-19 than women might make sense. Dr. Stephen Berger, an infectious disease expert and co-founder of the Global Infectious Diseases and Epidemiology Network, told Healthline, some of the underlying reasons why COVID-19 may be more deadly for men than women may include the fact that heart disease is more common in elderly men than in elderly women. Studies also found that high blood pressure and liver disease are more prevalent in men, and all these contribute to more negative outcomes with COVID-19.
Right. And it's important to note the word may in the quote above, right? Because reasons as to why men appear to be in more risk than women when it comes to COVID-19 are still rather unclear. Mm. As of right now, most experts are only speculating and making educated guesses. And we thought we'd do the same as well. So to provide his thoughts and theories, we have on the line with us Professor Dr. Sanjay Rampal, an epidemiologist from University of Malaya. So, Doctor, does the stark difference in mortality rates of COVID-19 among men and women have anything to do with genetics? And if so, how?
So one thing we do get is we notice that there's a difference in the gender. There's a gender difference in mortality. True, it could be due to differences in genetic makeup, but as of this moment, we haven't fully understood the effects of genetics onto this association. So now, in general, if you're talking about immune systems and gender differences, females may have a better protective immune system. But the reason could be just due to differences in lifestyles. So one issue with men is men or males practice riskier lifestyles, right? They smoke more. So just take smoking, for example. So smoking influences your immune system. Men tolerate riskier environment, right? Men also are less likely to exercise or to practice healthier habits. So the issue with lifestyle is all these lifestyle factors could actually affect one's immune system. So the immune system is actually a very basic pathway between health and disease, and there are multiple things that can affect this immune system.
So there are researchers in the US who are studying whether male COVID-19 patients do better when they're treated with doses of female sex hormones. Could you explain that a little for us? What about the female sex hormones could be providing women with protection against the virus?
With regards to prescribing female sex hormones to males, I'm not sure. I think there's a lot of science that we don't know, and we don't know the effects of females prescription of female sex hormones on two males. But what we can appreciate is that females in their reproductive years somehow are protected by their sex hormones, right? So in their reproductive years, up to menopause, actually, females are protected to certain diseases, for example, cardiovascular diseases, which disappear once they reach menopause and once they lose these female sex hormones in later lives. However, if you look at mortality and COVID-19, right, the mortality rates increases with age. What we appreciate is that the mortality rates increases, actually starts increasing after the age of 60, more so after the age of 70. Now, the issue with female sex hormones is after the age of 70, the female sex hormones levels would be very similar in males and females. So I wouldn't pay much attention to this hypothesis. We will see what the researchers get. Now, one important thing about research is there's a lot of new research happening every day on the virus and on the clinical progression of COVID-19. As a result, what has happened in science, and especially in publications, is we are bombarded by many, many, many articles featuring many, many different questions, research questions on COVID. Now, one issue with that is that the reader beware, right? Not everything that is published is valid. And also sometimes what is initially published needs time to be fleshed out in further detail by other researchers. So my point is, there's a lot of research being done on COVID. There's a lot of results coming out, but nothing is definitive to date. If you follow up the literature, you'll find one day they're talking about, let's say, a reproductive number of 2. Next day, they're talking about 1.5. Another day, they'll come up with another figure of 5.5. It is just because of the way we do science, right? Science deals with a lot of uncertainty. And the more we learn about a disease, the better equipped we are to handle the disease.
Right. So putting aside genetics and sex hormones, what other factors do you think could cause men to be more vulnerable when it comes to COVID-19?
No, it's true that it is possible that men are more susceptible to COVID-19 mortality compared with women. Now, there are issues, there are differences between men and women, right? So even though men are all muscular and all, but you must remember that from the time a male is born, right, males have lower survival probabilities even when they are born as infants. So even from the stage of infants, women actually have higher survival probabilities throughout life. And this is well reflected in life expectancy, where women have approximately five years higher life expectancy than men. Now, taking that through to COVID, where you're talking about later, the mortality for COVID-19 usually occurs in later parts of life, right? And that's where women seem to be doing better than men overall, regardless of COVID. So women live longer than men. So as a result, sometimes when we see these differences in gender, all right, of COVID-19 mortality, it just could be that men have different susceptibility to chronic diseases, right? Number one. Number two, that men ignore their health and they access healthcare later. That's another important possibility, because if we're talking about COVID-19 specifically, right, and men access healthcare later, they may be accessing healthcare when they're most severe compared with women. As a result, you will get higher mortality rates compared with women. Now, another important factor is that the issue of smoking is not a small thing in men, right? So the smoking rates in men is many, many folds higher than women. And one problem with smoking is it affects your lungs. And as I'm sure many of the listeners have heard, that COVID-19, one of the issues with COVID-19 is complications of the lung. Now, so if more men have smoked, right, and more men have already damage to their lungs, then the susceptibility when infected with COVID-19 to the complication, to the lung complications, is actually a lot higher than the women. Now, another issue specifically to COVID-19, right, is, how would I say this, the masculine nature of men. So we ask our community to practice social distancing, to practice good hand hygiene, but men may be less compliant to social distancing, right? They may be more likely to hang out in small groups or groups that they think no one is seeing and transmitting the virus, number one. And number two is they might be ignoring hand hygiene all the time. That means they may be practicing hand hygiene, but not at the level that we expect them to. Maybe this may actually be due to an innate sense of vulnerability that men misperceive to have.
So with all that in mind, what can men do to stay extra safe during the COVID-19 pandemic?
So I think what many of these studies show us is one of two things. Number one, there appears to be a difference. Now, the source of the difference is an issue. We're not actually sure why there's a difference. But taking it that there is a difference, right? I would say my major advice to men is, if you are smoking, you should contemplate heavily on stopping smoking at least until COVID-19 is over. Because that's something which is modifiable, right? We cannot change our genes. But if you have some unhealthy habits, number one, try to change it. So one of the most modifiable with regards to lung health would be smoking. So if you're smoking, I would advise to look at alternatives and also to cease it immediately if possible, number one. Number two, if you're practicing unhealthy habits, then maybe it's time to practice healthier habits. So another issue with COVID-19 is that the mortality rates are higher among those obese, right? And those who are diabetics, for example. So if you're not a diabetic yet and you're obese, I think changing your lifestyle so that you achieve a better weight, a better weight would be useful. And also that if you're a men tend to be less compliant with diabetic treatment, but maybe during this time, it would be a good idea to comply with your medication and comply with the lifestyle changes that have been advocated by your physicians.
Thank you, Prof. Sanjay. That was Professor Dr. Sanjay Rampal, an epidemiologist from University of Malaya. So I think Prof. Sanjay brought up very good points there, right? When it comes to things like genetics and sex hormones, the findings are still very much muddled. But these are things that we cannot control anyway, usually, right? So, but what we can control is our lifestyle and our behavior. So men generally tend to lead riskier lives. So in fact, there was a very small study done in the US recently, which found that men are actually less likely to wear masks than women during COVID-19, which, you know, ties into what Prof. Sanjay mentioned earlier.
Yes. So I think that's just advice that all of us can take away, which is that us taking better care of ourselves generally will help us weather these kinds of storms better in general. That is all from us today on The Daily Digest. If you have thoughts that you'd like to share with us, you can tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or drop us a message on Facebook. We are BFM The Bigger Picture. If you've missed any part of today's show, you can download the podcasts on bfm.my/dailydigest, on the BFM app, or on Spotify. Coming up at 3 p.m. after the news, on Front Row, I will be speaking to three local artists and talking about how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected their practice and what the way forward might be. So that's all from us on The Daily Digest. And coming up at 3 p.m. is the news, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.